Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show, Getting the Answers to Life's Questions. This is a show that was designed so that you could ask those questions that you have about your life and get the answer that your guidance wants you to know, the answer that can help you to make that change. So if you have questions about your life, you can give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. 5045. I also have two wonderful, beautiful guests today, and that's DC Love and Peg, and they will be also answering your questions and connecting you with what your guidance wants you to know. It's really amazing how many different ways you are provided with the answers, and it's also amazing to me sometimes how we refuse to see those answers, no matter how many ways we get told what the answer is. But that's part of the beauty of being human, I guess. We just want to believe that we are less than we are. And someday we'll just let that go and move into our own power. And that's just what makes life interesting. So let's hear from DC and let her tell you all about herself. And I can tell you right now that she's an absolutely beautiful, wonderful woman. So DC, what else do you want to tell them about you?
Hello, everybody. This is DC Love. I was born with natural psychic mediumship abilities. I'm able to channel. I'm a healer and an empath. I consider myself to be an old soul. I've communicated with my loved ones on the other side, as well as being able to communicate with the angels. I've been to heaven a few times. I have a background in law enforcement, private investigation. I've studied karate, kung fu. I'm presently a student of Reiki. I'm a wife, a mother, a grandmother, and I'm on a mission of love. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Everyone, my name is DC Love.
Well, thank you so much, DC. And, you know, it's so interesting when we're on this, the path that we're on, and some people are, you know, looking for love. You and I both are just those love people.
Oh, definitely.
And I just find that it really makes my life more and more interesting.
Oh,
so
it doesn't.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I said it's just such a blessing to do what we're able to do and help people. I just feel so blessed, you know, to be able to do this. It's such, you know, I feel like, you know, it's like sort of like I'm still living a dream. It's relatively still new to me, you know, this whole journey that I'm on. And every day is like so exciting.
So how has your family adjusted to this new you?
Well, I mean, they're good with it, and I think it's a blessing because now I'm able to help other family members on their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more understanding of different things that went on in their life, and I'm guiding them as well. So it's, you know, it's been a blessing all around.
Okay, so you haven't had people dropping out of your life because you're getting strange?
I mean, maybe like a few, but they weren't really close people. And other people, I think they were in shock for a little bit, and they're okay now. I mean, it's all new to quite a few people, but then I had people come back and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're understanding that they, too, are on a spiritual journey, and they're opening up as well. So I feel like I've been blessed, like, more than once.
Wonderful.
It's just really beautiful.
That's absolutely wonderful. Well, I think that Peg has joined us. Let's check and see if this is her. Is this you, Peg? Okay, this must not be Peg.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I was wondering, Mercury retrograde, it's the big thing that they're talking about right now. So I guess Mercury did go into retrograde, I think, like around June 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding, like myself personally, I'm having a lot of issues with my electrical appliances. And I was just wondering if you've noticed anything during this period.
Nothing really pops into my mind, so I must not have noticed anything.
Wow, you're lucky then, because I've just happened, like, I'm having, like I said, like, electrical, my computer, and just, like, a different electrical things are just giving me, like, a little bit of a hard time. And I know that, like, people, they're told, like, not to enter contracts. It's not a good time to get married. And I'm just wondering, what is your, like, take on this whole Mercury retrograde cycle?
I think, you know, that it's all a matter of what we believe. And
okay.
That includes everything, you know, even the, if someone said, you know, Mercury is in retrograde and this is going to happen. If you believe that this and this is going to happen, then more than likely this and this is going to happen.
Okay.
I just go with the flow.
Right.
And I expect everything to work out for my highest good, no matter what seems to be going on. And so far, that's worked for me.
Great. No, it is great. I mean, there's good to everything, you know? And
yeah.
I have problems, like I said, with electrical appliances for some reason during this period, and it's just really funny. I had a computer crash, and then I had to get another computer, so it's been crazy.
Well, you know, my computer does weird things at different times, and I never know exactly why it's doing its weird things. I just ask the angel to, you know, fix the weird things because, frankly, they get annoying sometimes.
They certainly do. I know. They certainly do. My goodness. It's something. I was just curious because I know, like, we've been talking on Psychics Gone Wild, and a lot of us have been experiencing, like, different things. So I was just curious to see, you know, how everything was where you are.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's just a matter of what we focus on. And I don't usually focus on what Mercury's doing. I let Mercury be Mercury.
Right, right. Definitely.
Well, I guess Peg is still running late. So shall we go to our first caller?
We'll start the calls, and then when Pat comes, we'll bring her on to join us. That'll be fine.
Okay. So our first caller is from area code 786. Hi, who's this? Area code 786, are you there?
I hear someone. Oh, they're saying hello, I think, Barbara.
Okay.
Maybe they could speak maybe into the phone. Maybe
yeah.
They're a little bit.
If you're using
hello?
A speaker, could you
hello?
Pick up the phone? Oh, there you are.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Samantha.
Vanessa,
how
are
Samantha.
You today?
I'm fine. How are you, Rose?
Oh, we're doing good.
Yeah. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to know what you possibly see around work and money for me.
Okay, hon, what I'm hearing the angels are telling me, I see like a very successful time. And I see also the angels are saying, like, please accept opportunities that are offered. And I'm being shown that you you have the Midas touch at this present time.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm also hearing, I don't know, are you like in a current job that you're, you know, that's okay? Because I'm seeing if you, like, in this current job, there's a possibility of, like, either a promotion or a higher salary. But I'm hearing that your talents and your skills are going to be rewarded.
Well,
and just
open
to opportunities that are being offered.
Well, actually, I do work part-time at a school doing after-school care, and they don't have a summer program. So for the summer, I've been looking for things to do for those 3 months, and then on August 18th, I have the opportunity to go back to that school. And I have been hoping that something more permanent would come about because the money that I make is, I'm really not used to making that little bit of money. And I just can't do much with it.
All right. I'm just hearing, like, right now at the very present moment, the road isn't quite, like, open ahead yet, but there is new beginnings coming. So just, like, hang in there.
Okay.
Is what I'm being shown.
Well, thank you. I was actually thinking about that. I was wondering if I should get something, and if it makes more money now, should I let that position
right.
But you're right.
I feel like you're stuck, hon. You just have, like, your energy is blocked at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing, like, a lot, like, fear, you know, is what I'm being shown with you as well. And I'm are showing me,
I'm
like,
sorry.
Oh, that's okay. They're just saying this is a time when you just have to, like, start investigating your options. And just, like, you know, look over the situation, like, really closely and consider, like, all the factors. Because I just feel presently at this moment, the timing, it may not be quite right for you. And it might be, like, you know, it might serve your greater good if you just stay where you are a little bit longer.
Oh, okay. Actually, I was just thinking that as well. I mean, if I actually have the interview on Wednesday for Macy's, I believe, and I was just thinking, well, if I get that job for the summer, I'll try to keep both because, I mean, most likely they'd both be part-time, so I can do both, and they're relatively close to each other. So I was thinking, since I take public transportation and it would be best for me to probably keep both until one of them becomes a steady source of income.
Okay. The angels are asking that you start using, like, positive affirmations. And, like, an example would be, it is safe and comfortable for me to move on. I consider all my options and then take action on my own behalf. So just use positive affirmations, and it's going to help clear the energy.
Okay, I will definitely do that.
Okay, and hold on. Barbara, would you like to pick up?
Well, actually, I was going to offer Peg the opportunity because she did join us. So, Peg, did you have something to say?
Yes. Now, was it having to do with a job or what to do about finding a job? I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of it.
She works at a job where she works with the school system, so she doesn't have work in the summer. So she's looking for something, and she's also looking for something that would provide her with more income than just the part-time job she has during the school year.
Okay. Is there any way that you could get involved in a summer program at the school or a summer camp?
Well, there's no program at that particular school, but I have been applying to summer positions at different camps and other schools, and usually they would already be interviewing while school is still in. So by the time I applied to most of these places, they were already fully staffed.
Oh, okay, okay. So that's something you can remember for next year, I guess.
Yes.
You know, and there also may be something happens that, you know, someone can't work the summer after getting hired. So there's always that possibility. So you might want to ask about being put on a substitute list for the summer, you know. You know, someone may have to step back or maybe just to take to, you know, help on days that they need substitutes, you know, when you can do it. And you have a job with Macy's?
Well, I have an interview for Wednesday, and
okay.
I'm hoping to get the position so I could have something for the summer and possibly keep it so I can work both part-time jobs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, just, you know, keep the process positive, you know, and just see what happens, you know. And, you know, I'm going to pick up a card and see what the angels have to say. That's kind of what I heard them say without looking at a card. And the card that I got from the Ascended Masters deck is you are seeing the situation accurately. So it's almost like you're putting your eggs into both baskets, you know. You're kind of covering the bases and going out there and applying. And, you know, it's just kind of a wait and see and see what transpires for you. But it sounds like, and the angels are saying that, you know, that you're doing the right things to find employment for yourself. So also you might want to think about maybe tutoring or something like that during the summer. So that's something else that I found. I wish you a lot of luck with everything.
Oh, thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate that reading, and I will continue and do positive affirmations. And
great, honey. And you know what? The angels just gave me another little message.
Sorry.
The angels came in and gave me like a small little message really fast. And they're saying that you do need additional information to feel confident now, like on, you know, about this job situation. Are you doing any, like, research or anything? Or are you considering possibly, like, taking maybe more classes to do something else?
Oh, actually, I have it set in my mind to go back to school in January. I'm studying paralegal. And
okay, well, we're on the right path, hon. That's what they're telling me. That's phenomenal.
You.
Phenomenal. You're going to be supported by the angels, and you're going in the right direction.
Oh, thank you. I mean, that's why I've been trying to think of how I can work this summer job and continue it on, so I can work.
Okay.
The
angels, they've opened this doorway to give you a confirmation, and you know you are on the right path. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I mean, this has really, really helped me, and I will go into the interview on Wednesday really confident.
Okay.
I have a lot of backup.
Wonderful, because you will have a team of angels with you, so you know that you're not going it alone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Samantha.
Thank you so much again. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye, Samantha.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, before we move on to the next caller, Peg, why don't you tell everybody about you?
Okay, I'm Peg, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I'm an author. I guess the main thing that I really do is to help people to understand that their angels are there for them and help them to understand that if they have questions, and also to help them to understand that, yes, their angels are around them. I am also a radio host in a few other stations, too. And I also read the Akashic Records, and I write. That's me.
Wonderful. You're a busy woman.
I am.
Well, I'm so glad that you were able to join in today, both of you, because I know this is going to be a wonderful experience for everybody.
Yep.
Okay. Are you guys ready to move on to our next caller?
Oh, we are.
Yep.
Okay.
All set.
Our next caller is from area code 440. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm okay. My name is Angela, but I go by Angel, so it's kind of nice that I'm speaking to angels, too.
Well, good. You picked the perfect show. So what's your question?
Okay. I have, matter of fact, I had to take that breath mint out of my mouth because I couldn't talk with that in. I have an ex-boyfriend, and my ex-boyfriend, his mom died, his dad died, his two aunties died, and he's kind of down and out right now. And we've been together 5.5 months, and then it's like this girl came in, like this, she real crazy and stuff, and he wound up going with her because she wound up saying that she was pregnant by him because, you know, they did mess around for a little bit. But I feel bad for him because he's going through a whole bunch of bad stuff now. My thing is, I want to know if he can get some guidance or something, or, like, I mean, when we were together, we had a real good relationship. I really don't know what to say what's going on. I kind of need some help because I feel like he's in a bad place right now. And I don't really know what to say. I don't know how to approach the situation no more. It's just out of whack, everything.
Okay. May I start off, Peg?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Angel, I'm getting a little message from the angels, and they're saying that he's worth waiting for. And I'm seeing, like, divine timing is at work presently in this relationship.
Okay.
And divine timing, you know, it's a universal law, and it's always, like, working, and it's the flow of everything. So
okay.
We can't try to impose, like, our human forces to make things happen, because then
yes.
It's going to be out of sync with nature, and then blockages mm-hmm. will, like, come in.
Okay.
And the romance angels, the angels of love, they've heard you, and I feel like they're like they've answered your prayers, and they're working behind the scenes. And just listen and follow their intuition and guidance.
Okay.
Even if it's not even related to, like, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to guide you down the right path. And they're saying just please follow your intuition and just,
okay.
Like, in the timing of the relationship. And I see, like, the relationship developed to a new level. But
you talking about
mine
together with him or hers and his?
Okay, they're saying that the relationship is going to develop, like, to a new level, but you have to take care of yourself in the interim. I do see some emotional issues, but I see that things, like, they're not perfect with you guys right now, but I do see, like, a sense of peace and calm, and it's coming within you.
Yes,
and I
right.
feel that you're, like, highly intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And your feelings and your insights, like, they're really good, and you could trust what they're telling you is what I'm hearing.
Right.
And I'm just hearing, like, for the interim, hon, please make sure that you nurture, you know, the people around you as well as yourself is
okay.
what they're showing me.
Also, today is a special day. I just want to really throw that in there real quick. I actually have, like, 36 tattoos, and two of them are on my chest, and they are both angels. One of the angels that's on my chest is me as a baby angel, and the other one is my deceased child that died today 5 years ago.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Okay, and I just have another message, and the angels are asking that you get some exercise, hon.
That's what I'm about to do in like an hour.
Okay, they're feeling that, you know what, this is going to help you, and your energy is going to be much better. You're going to be happier. I feel you're going to be healthier, and your stress is going to be reduced, and it's just going to help you improve. Like every area in your life is getting better, you know?
Okay.
Even as far as your relationship. But your body is crying out to you, hon. It needs some kind of, like, either cardiovascular or muscular, like, you know, exercise.
Okay,
and if you
that's long.
If you ask the angels, they'll guide you to the proper exercise.
Okay.
Okay, and hold on, please. I'm going to turn you over to Peg.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Angel. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
Okay, Angel, the card that I have for you, and it goes a little bit with what DC was saying, and that is meditate. To keep, because it sounds like you've been going through a lot emotionally, and sometimes that can cause us to project things that really are not the truth.
Okay.
I know because I do it. but I have found that meditation does help a lot for me. And is especially for music, for me, just to sit there and to listen, maybe do some writing, you know. A lot of times I'll just write to my angels or I'll write to God. And I write back as if they are giving an answer to. And it's usually, you know, just writing exactly what you are hearing, your first thought, and not deciding if you think it's from you or from your angel, just to write it down and then to read it back. And sometimes that helps too. And sometimes, you know, sometimes when we focus on all the possibilities of projection, you know, that can keep us in a really bad, not bad, but, you know, it can keep us, you know, just kind of really down, you know. So finding ways to do things that we enjoy, like exercise, like you're doing, that can help elevate, you know, your vibration and your energy and, you know, even laughter, you know, like listening to comedians or silly shows, you know, and enjoying laughing, you know, and, you know, doing fun things with the person that you're in the relationship with, too, you know, just enjoying each other's company. I feel like, you know, you kind of know what you need to do. And the angels are saying, you know, just to take time for you too, you know, and decide what it is that you really do want to do. So
I have a quick question real quick, if y'all don't mind.
Sure.
Remember earlier when I said that this was a relationship I used to be in? I was wondering, because he's not with me now, because he is misguided, and I know he's confused and brainwashed. Is it a possible way so I can find out if he's going to come back? I have the tuition that he is, but I don't know if he is, because right now he acting like he's just lost.
Yeah. Well, I guess free will comes into that, you know. You know, maybe at some point you might want to, you know, say hi to him or something. But, you know, it has a lot to do with free will, you know, and on both parts. And, you know, just see what it is that, see how you feel about truly doing that. So I hope that helps.
And Doug, if I could add a little bit to that, I'm hearing from the angels of love that they want you to keep, like, an open mind, hon.
Okay.
And I'm hearing that the individual that they were talking about, you already know this person.
Yes.
So that's what they're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what they're saying, that, you know, you were asking, is it him coming in? You already know this person that you're going to have a connection with.
Yeah.
And that's what they're showing me. Just keep an open mind. But they want you to envision the beautiful color of purple. And that's
oh,
going
my God.
To develop
that's a good color.
Excuse me, hon?
I said, that's one of my favorite colors now.
Well, you know what, hon? I would, if I were you, I would go and get, like, a beautiful purple candle.
Okay.
And then when you light that beautiful purple candle, it's going to help you release, like, any kind of negative thoughts or feelings that you're having. And as you see the candle being everything, just imagine that it's going into flame.
You said what not to do? Anything you just said?
Yeah, it's a purple candle. It's a flavor and ask the divine to come in and give any kind of negative thoughts out of your every mind, your body, as well as even like in your energy field. And then just try to focus on that affirmation.
Okay.
And you could say, like, an example would be, have you seen, you know, my vision to manifest the perfect, you know, the perfect time, the perfect way, the person, you know, that I would like to have in my life. But, I mean, purple is very important. You could envision the color.
Okay.
Or you go get, like, a purple candle, and that's going to help you.
Okay.
And it was such a pleasure talking to you, Angel. And please call back and let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
Yes, good luck, Angel. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Angel. Bye.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, am I the only one hearing DC break up when she talks?
No, I heard it too, and I thought it was my phone or something, so I turned off my computer.
Okay.
Is it okay now?
No, you're still doing it. It's like, your words are half there.
My goodness. I'm going to say a little angel prayer that you could hear me.
It's called Mercury Retrograde.
Well, we spoke of that earlier, Peg. That's what I said. Oh, my goodness.
Well, see, now you sound fine again. Okay.
Yeah, now you sound fine. We just had to acknowledge that it was there, I guess.
Okay. Be back again.
Oh, you're here, as Mercury. Leave us alone. Go bother someone else.
Oh. Well, do we have another caller in key, Barbara?
Yes, we do. Oh, and I wanted to say to Angel that the things that are happening out in the world, in your life, are a reflection of what's going on inside of you as well. So take some time and look at yourself and how you feel. You might want to look at what you believe about yourself, because you were in a relationship with someone who was not committed to you. So you might want to look at what it is that you believe you deserve. Because sometimes we believe that we don't deserve to actually be loved.
Right.
Definitely.
And
okay.
I didn't realize that that was the situation. I guess I didn't hear it right. But, yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And but it would be great if she would sit down and she'd make a list of what she wants in a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And be really specific, I think, because when you're specific, it's like going to, like, a restaurant. If you make a vague order, you're going to get something that's not quite what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
So if she wants certain qualities in a partner, she should sit down and just write, this is what I want, this is what I won't accept. And then it'll start to manifest. But I would ask her to be, like, really specific on exactly what she wants in a partner.
Yep, yep. I definitely agree with that. And I just heard that analogy today in a video, someone had spoken about manifestation and going to a restaurant and ordering a salad. So the waitress brings her a Caesar salad. She said, I didn't want a Caesar salad. I want a salad. So she brings her a fruit salad. I said that the opposite. It was first the fruit, then the Caesar. She said, no, I just want a salad with, you know, cucumbers and tomatoes and lettuce and Italian dressing. So then she was brought what she had finally asked
right.
for.
Right, definitely. Now, what I saw for Angel, I saw that she was going to have, like, a relationship with someone she knew, but I don't know, like, who it was. So, I couldn't be any more specific. It's someone, I feel it's someone she knows, and she just has to be open to receiving.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the feeling that it's not the one that she just broke up with.
Right. Right.
He's just meant to be a friend.
But it is someone that she does
know,
and I feel she may be overlooking this person, in fact.
I'm thinking once the cords are cut with this person
right.
that she had in a relationship with that.
Wow, and you know what, Greg, I'm just seeing Angel Michael, he's coming in, and he is saying cut your cords.
Yep.
So, Angel, if you're listening, please ask Archangel Michael to clear away, like, any old attachments that you have that are fear-based that stem from this past relationship or, like, any other past relationship. And it's going to free you from, like, destructive patterns in the future. So that was really key, Peg. That was awesome.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
Well, great. Okay, let's move on to our next caller. And this is area code 646.
Hi, Reverend Barbara. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Helena. How are you?
Hello. I'm okay. Just had a little bit of a strange experience, but okay. And I'm wondering if the angels can kind of help me out or speak to me about money. It seems my area of abundance that's a little bit problematic is the money end of it. There's a lot of abundance in a lot of other ways, but the money end seems to be a little bit, ouch.
Okay, I'm hearing that the angels are asking you at this time to please, like, watch your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing, please, like, only think about things that are important, like, to you and what you desire, and don't allow, like, fear-based thoughts to come in, hon. That's the first thing I'm hearing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm also hearing, like, take a sensible approach, and any kind of challenges you're having, just deal with them, like, you know, in a kind manner. And I'm also feeling that a beautiful heart, you have so much to give, whether it's around family or friends or those less fortunate, is what the angels are showing me. And I do see prosperity coming your way.
Good.
Do you love to garden or do you love plants? I see that you have like a green thumb.
Yeah, I have a lot of plants in my apartment.
Yeah, and I also see that your love of like animals and children as well is being shown to me.
Mhm. Mhm.
Okay. Right now, I do see for you, hon, it's a time of renewal, as well as a time for hope. And I see, like, all the pain that you've gone through and everything, they're behind you. And I see beautiful joy is on the way. And whatever, like, you've been through, like, in the past that's hurt you, you're free now to, like, move on from this. And
good.
The universe wants that you're in a much better place and things are going to start coming your way. So let go of any kind of grief that you had, and please open your life up, like, to new, you know, to the new and stuff, and that includes, like, you know, loving yourself and having self-loving and... joy is going to follow. And, hon, if you will, the angels would like you to affirm and say with me, I release the pain...
I release the pain.
Okay. Of the past.
Of the past.
And live with compassion for myself.
And live with compassion for myself. Yeah, I can sometimes give it out.
Okay,
more than
and
I can,
love heals and renews me now.
I'm sorry, and what renews me now?
And just say, love heals me and renews me now.
And love heals me and renews me now.
Thank you, hon. And please hold on. I'm going to turn you over to Peg. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
The first card that I got for you was the spiritual law of attraction, and Melchizedek is the ascended master. And, you know, it's kind of what DC was talking about, kind of what we put into the universe. And it's, you know, it's kind of like having that positive vision, you know, for what it is that we do want, and not to, as DC had just said, and not to focus on what we don't have. And that's one of the hardest things for me to ever accept, but it's so true, you know. And so they suggest that you think about it in that way. You know, keeping your vision on what it is that you want and working towards it, you know, doing the footwork. A lot of times it's something, you know, doing something that we truly enjoy. And the one of the cards that I picked up was artistic expression.
Which I do that in many ways.
Is that something that you really...
Yeah, I'm an actor and an interviewer, and I'm so working at everything I love. And, you know, I just want to be able to afford to do that. But I am, more so than any other time in my life, I've made a commitment to, like, really be doing what I love, and I am.
That's great. That's great. You know, and I think all of us here are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that we all go through. I just had a conversation earlier with someone about that. And, you know, it's keeping our positive focus on that, you know, and letting the universe, you know, take care of it. Because we really do have what we need, you know, in some ways. You know, you never know who you'll come across, you know, who you'll meet. You might read about something in a paper that may lead you to something. So it's keeping our options open and keeping our hopes high, and doing what we love. Keep honing what it is that we do, you know. Someone just said to me, you know, and it's when we keep that positive hope true in our hearts, then that's when we truly do flourish, you know, and just, you know, speaking to the universe, to our angels, to, you know, our higher source, our guides, you know, for that extra support in doing that. The last card I got was Follow Your Heart, and that kind of sums everything.
Which I'm doing. I'm so doing that. Yeah. I mean, I'm committed to it.
So I
May
feel
I?
Like angels are giving you a thumbs up. And,
okay.
you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
May I ask you something? Like this morning, I needed something as I was leaving my apartment. So I just said, angels, help me find this quiff. It was half of an egg sandwich because I didn't want to leave it in my apartment and come back 12 hours later. So I wanted to grab it as I was walking. So as soon as I said that, I found it. Why doesn't it, well, why or how to make it work that easy when there's a legitimate financial need to say, angels, help me out with this, which I do.
Because this happens with my keys all the time. For me, the angels are letting me know that they're there, you know. And I just thought of this, they're telling me to say this, that it's like, yeah, you asked exactly what you wanted for, you know.
Yep.
So maybe it's being more specific and exactly what it is that you want, you know.
Oh, gosh, all right, I'll give them specific numbers. I'm pretty specific when I'm asking.
Yeah. Maybe
right.
Has more to offer.
You know what? I'm also hearing, too, hon. I'm seeing a beautiful color, and it's the color magenta.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to help you to connect to your, like, your deepest inner knowing. And it connects with the divine wisdom. And you have divine wisdom like we all do, and it's always available to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to just, like, you know, visualize, like, the color magenta, and that's really going to help you. It's going to help, like I said, you know, you're going to have more knowledge and more wisdom. It's going to help with compassion. I mean, it's going to give you guidance, and it's going to help you with joy, love, and abundance as well. And I just have one question to ask, hon. Have you been having some kind of a health issue?
I've had some dental things go on. And now I find I need a little bit more dental work with my gums.
Okay. Archangel Raphael is coming in, and he wants you to know that the situation is going to be okay.
Yay.
And I see, you know, helpful, you know, action being taken, and just please stay positive.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what I'm hearing.
Thank you. That magenta's feeling really good.
Awesome.
Yeah, lots of love and blessings to the three of you.
Thank you.
Well, Helena, I'm getting a little something for you, too. And
oh, thank you. Your beautiful voice is what I need. It's always so nice.
Well, they want you to see that money is actually, it's just energy. It's just energy that flows throughout the world, throughout people's lives. And that everyone who allows that energy into their life experiences having the money. So they're showing me that you have like this little toggle switch on your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to just reach up and flip the switch.
It's flipped.
Okay. So you just opened up for the flow of energy. The energy is money.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So let me know what flows.
I shall. Lots of love and big thanks.
Have a great
wonderful
day.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I'm waiting for my computer to catch up with me. There it is. Okay, our next caller is from area code 863.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Angela.
And what can we do for you today, Angela?
Yes, I was just trying to get some help maybe with my love life.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, if I may start?
Sure.
Angela, this is DC. How are you, hon?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good. What I'm hearing from the angels, they're asking you first that you have to love yourself first. And when you love yourself first, hon, it makes you so much more romantically attractive. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, the more that you, like, love who you are, it's going to bring in such a, like, a beautiful capacity to feel loved by others. So the angels are asking you, hon, at this time to please just, like, try to take care of yourself.
Okay.
And that's what they're showing me.
Okay.
And I do see, like, a little time, you know, is needed for you to be alone presently instead of, like, right into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a time that is going to help to heal your heart, and you're going to find the blessings, you know, as well as the lessons that, have, you know, that you have gathered and everything. And it's going to make you yourself stronger. You're going to be more independent. And it's just, like, it's really important right now. Like I said, you have to heal yourself first before, like, trying to go on to, like, another relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope, okay. I'm hoping, like, that makes a little bit of sense.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Okay, and I do see, like, some renewed motivation. I do see increased abundance, and I do see, like, the angels are all around you at this time, and they're asking you, hun, to please, like, stay optimistic, and I do see that your dreams are coming true, and please, like, don't, like, you know, don't quit right now when the miracles are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to receive miracles, and your prayers are being answered, but you do have to have, like, a little bit more patience,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to a little action on your part, and that's going to be a little bit like of self-work and self-love.
Mm-hmm.
The extra time that you're taking, hon, is going to be so, so worth it.
Okay.
And, you know, you're almost there, hon. You're not there, like, yet, but you're almost there.
Okay.
And just visualize, you know, that your dreams are coming true right now. And just feel the gratitude and the joy and, like, all the emotions, like, in your heart. And this is going to help you to speed up the manifestation process. And before long, you're going to have what you desire, hon.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to Peg Angela.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Let's see. So you're wondering about your relationships. Are you... I always have to ask, are you in a relationship now?
Yes, it's been a long time, 7 years. It's just
okay.
been rough.
Okay. And are you living with them, or?
I'm sorry?
Are you living with them, or?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So are you asking for insights about the relationship now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. The card that came up was detached from drama. I love this card because it's with the goddess Pallas Athena, and she's all about no drama, not dealing with the drama. You know, kind of like. A parent, you know, saying, I'm not dealing with that, you know, or your boss saying, I'm not dealing with that. And I think that we do that in relationships, you know, and sometimes we have relationships where there can be a lot of drama, you know, whether it's just coming from one person, you know, in them dealing with their life, such as with different things, such as family or work or, you know, or just, you know, they like to pick on you.
mm-hmm.
And it's almost like Athena is saying to detach from that, you know, to try not to let that affect you, you know, kind of like mm-hmm. say, I'm not dealing with it. Also, I am also hearing to keep the lines of communication open with your partner, too, and to, you know, to be honest and truthful. And I don't know if, you know, if there's things that are going on that are that have been difficult for you to deal with or if there's a communication issue, but I'm hearing to continue with the communication and sharing and, you know, if there's, you know, if there's an issue of not being with each other enough, you know, to make that time, you know, to, I mean, even set a date on the calendar and just, you know, go away for a night, go, you know, go to dinner, go away for the weekend. Because I know that the angels really like us to communicate, and I am learning that half of our problems that we deal with in others, that there isn't enough communication. So I hope that that helps. And,
Also getting... Hon, I'm getting another little message from the angels. They're asking, hon, when is the last time you had some fun?
Years.
Okay, because I'm feeling it's so long overdue, hon, that you have to, you know what, you have to write that into your schedule. You actually have to write time for fun in that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, hon, this is a necessity. It's not a luxury. And it doesn't mean that you have to do anything that costs money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just invest some time in having fun, you know? And it's going to help you. It's going to elevate your mood and your energy. And if you want, you can recapture the romance that you once had and just allow, you know, allow the spirit of fun to come in and shine and help you with your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, you know, you're going to have that. Again, it's there if you'll allow it. But the prescription that the angels are giving me, hon, is to having some fun. You need to schedule a play date.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That helps.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you
very much. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys very much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great
you
day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so our next caller is from area code 630. Hi, who's
yeah.
this?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What can we do for you?
Okay, so yeah, I'm going through like a lot of changes. I'm moving. I sold my condo, and I'm moving shortly to a different state. I just wondered, like, I'm renting an apartment first because, I don't know, I felt like I needed to be there a little bit before I decide on buying, like, between 1 and 6 months, I hope to buy. But I was wondering, when do you see me finding my next place? Like, right when I get there or a few months later, or what do you see?
Okay, I'm presently not, like, seeing, like, a time limit per se, but I do see someone coming in. I think it may be, like, a man, and he may be able to help you and assist you, hon, in these kind of pursuits.
What do you mean,
just,
a man? I already have a real estate agent. I'm renting first.
Yeah,
I'm renting. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm seeing someone that may come in to help you and give you a little bit of clarity on the situation.
Well, I don't need clarity. I just wanted to know how long you think it'll take before I find my place. I'm going to outright buy. So do you
right.
see me finding it right away, or do you think it might take a few months? Because I'm not going to just buy unless it's the right thing, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I do see someone that it might be a different, like, agent or just someone, it might be a friend that helps, you know, and gives you a little bit of information, you know, in regard to what you're asking.
Uh-huh. So,
But I'm hearing, like, right now, hon, like, please open your heart and your mind to the people around you. I'm feeling someone
yeah, like,
is going
to... Okay. Like,
and
someone
I'm
wants
feeling
to help me? Like, someone wants
yeah,
to help
and
me?
Yeah, someone's going
to
give you, like, trustworthy, and they're going to give you heartfelt advice, hon, is what the angels
okay.
are showing me. Yeah.
What about my real estate agent? Do you think, like, she's really tried? She does, like, everything for me. Do you think that she'll be able to continue helping me?
All they're telling me, the angels are saying you're going to get some really, really, really good advice, and it's going to be offered from someone that you really trust. And I'm hearing to just please follow their suggestion, hon.
Okay. And do you think a lot of other people are going to help me? Because it's a whole new thing in the new place, you know?
Right. I do, like I said, I do see, like, a gentleman coming in, and I see them, you know, being able to help you. But I'm hearing in the interim, Archangel Michael's coming in, and he wants you, like, at the present time to just be, like, gentle with yourself.
Yeah, because there's too many
yeah,
changes going on.
Honey, you're pushing, like, way too hard is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing a really
well,
good
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I mean... But I mean, you got to because, you know, I'm going to be out of here in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? I don't really have a choice. I've got to pack up and do everything. And, you know, I don't really have someone to help me. So I got to have to do everything. You know what I mean? So, but I guess
and
just, like, let people help you because I feel like people are trying to help me. They understand it's a lot. So just maybe continue to let people help me, which is
right.
hard for
and
me to do.
I was asking you, hon, For right now, though, if you can give yourself, like, a little break and please, like, slow down and just be, like,
mm-hmm.
good to yourself. And are you watching your diet, hon? Are you making sure you're eating, like, healthy?
Yeah.
And like enough of sleep and everything, because he's saying he wants you to take a little bit. He wants you to take like a little bit better care of yourself, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I'm a little stressed, but I'm trying to do that. You know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I think of all the things I need to do. But I'm, you know, I do feel like a lot of people, it's hard for me to ask for help because I've always been the one doing for everybody. But I feel like it's a different time now and that I have to, like, just let people help me. You know what I mean? So I'm going to just have to continue accepting that.
The angels are coming through, honey, and they're saying that, like, the details are going to be taken care of. And you're going to be supported in all the ways that you need. But just continue to ask the angels for help and accept it as it comes. And it's going to come in many forms.
Okay. Do you think I'm going to like the new location a lot? Or will it take a while to adjust?
Hold on, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Peg right now. Peg?
Yep. Hi. The cards that I got, Lisa, were priorities and nurture yourself. And the first thing I'm hearing is to take time for you, you know, and that includes relaxing and you know, just kind of letting things flow. You know, because
Normally I do. It's just that the last couple of weeks have gotten busy, so I just need to kind of moderate it near the end here. You know what I mean? Like make sure I'm resting, not just packing, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and you know exactly what you need to do. And also, you know, doing some meditation and, you know, for helping the positive vision that you have for yourself to happen, you know, to take some time to relax, to, you know, just to try to remain calm, because personally I know what moving is all about because I just moved in May, and I could just go on and on and on about all that, but I won't. But I know exactly. I mean, I know what I went through, and I kind of know it's a very difficult time because you don't know.
More so when it's like far away, you know. And then, I never drove real far, and it's, like, a lot of miles. So, like, I was going to do it in 3 days instead of two. I keep on being told that I'll be helped. People will help me and with my stuff at night, not to worry. That I have to go two nights and 3 days on the road, six hours a day, because otherwise it's going to be way too. I can't drive, like, 10 hours a day. I've never done that. You know what I mean?
Do what you can do, you know, and try to make it, you know, fun, too. You know, maybe visit someplace on the way that might be an interest, you know. Just take that.
Yeah, I had one place in mind, so maybe I'll do that, you know.
So,
when I get there, too, like, it might take a little while to find a job, but I kind of think I will, within a month or so, do you think? Or do you think it might take a little longer?
And you can start now, you know, looking online.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to now.
I just want to interview when I get there. Do you think it'll take more than a month? Because I think I'll get something within a couple weeks.
Right. So you know, it sounds like you know exactly what it is that what you want to do. You know, and it's just
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a little bit scary for you too.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to be pushed
go out. It's going to work out for you.
And I don't want to be pushed. Some people are telling me go out all the time, join lots of groups. I'm not going to do that initially. I'm going to just do a couple things here and there and slowly get into things. I don't want to, go out, day and night or something like that. That's not my style.
You know, pace yourself. You know, that's what I'm hearing. So, and that's kind of where the priorities come through, I think. So I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. God bless you both.
Bye-bye. And Barbara, did you have something too?
Yes, Lisa, I'm getting very strongly that you should relax, that you are so focused on, you know, when am I going to do this? When is this going to happen? That you're not living right now. And especially when you get to this new place, in order to find the place that's calling to your heart, you have to actually be quiet enough to listen to your heart.
Okay.
So don't worry, everything's going to work out perfectly. You are going to find a wonderful place that you are going to love, and you are going to find a job that you are just going to absolutely look forward to going to every day. So there's nothing to worry about. Enjoy the process.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thanks for calling. Okay, our next caller is from area code 541. Okay, will the computer work now? See, DC, you mentioned all that retrograde. Now the computer's acting funny. Okay, area code 541. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
This is Stan. How you doing?
Fine. How are you, Stan?
Good. I'm doing great.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was calling in to get some additional perspective. I'm pretty well connected to my divine, and it's been serving me well the last few years through my travels and along my spiritual path. And I'm at a place now where I'm I guess my where I am right now is that I feel like my guidance is that I'm to make a change in this relationship I'm in, and bring it to an end in some form, and what makes it a challenge for me to just go ahead and accept that and go with what I'm hearing is we recently had a baby about 2 months ago. And so I've got this strong voice in me that's honoring my true self and all that. And then I've got these programs that come in that want to challenge the big question comes up, well, how am I going to do that, and I find that comes in and blocks me from any movement whatsoever. So anyway, is that enough for y'all to get a beat on and just sort of see what you might be getting around all that?
Sure. This is DC, hon. The first thing while you were talking, Archangel Michael has come in, and he's asking you to cut your cords. And he ask him to clear, the old attachment to fear, hon, that you've had from the past.
Okay.
And this is going to help you, to free you from, these destructive patterns, and it's going to release the effects of the fear.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the first thing I was hearing.
All right, that's good.
Okay. I'm seeing Archangel Michael again, and he's saying, you've been working really hard with your current circumstances, and your coping skills, they're very admirable, but he's asking you as well, hon, to please be, honest and authentic with yourself at all times, and he feels that you shouldn't compromise, in any way, and he's there for you, and he's assuring you that your needs are going to be met, but they're going to be met in, a gentle and a loving way. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that's, what's her name again? DC?
DC, yes.
Well, that really resonates. What I mean is it's sounding I've heard this before, but I'm getting it. Ladies, when you're in the middle of something like this, even though I might be getting great guidance, it's hard to see sometimes without having...
Oh, I understand. It is really
hard. But
the angels... the angels are coming in, and they feel it's time for you to take back control of your life. I mean, I feel that you've lost control, and you sort of feel like you're smothered at the present time.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, yeah.
Right. Well, the angels are there, hon, and all you have to do is, ask them to come in and, acknowledge that you'd like help in the areas of your life, in regard to your present situation, and they're going to help you take back control of your life. And I feel that you're going to have, sort of a reawakening. And,
okay.
This could even
So like a greater love again with your partner, you know. But like I said, free will like is involved, but the angels are there and they are going to help you with the present situation. And I feel as well too that you need like a healing from like a past life, because what you're going through like right now, I feel like it's connected with some kind of a past life situation. And the angels are, you know, showing me like a beautiful flower, and it resonates with me that it means like you need the healing to be brought into the present. So you have to heal, you know, like the past.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. That gives me
a lot. I see it's like one of the angels. I believe it's Archangel Raziel. And
yes,
if you ask him, you know, to please help, and, you know, he'll help and remember your past lives, and he'll help you work through the lessons that you have that were involved. And he's going to help you with, like, hurt, you know. And I just feel like it's time to take the lessons from the experiences that you've had, but to leave the emotions and, like, the negativity, to leave them behind where they belong. Because your future relationship and, like, all the interactions you have with people, they're going to be able to be balanced. And you're such a beautiful person. You deserve to be loved just as much as you give love, hon. But I'm hearing as well, please pay attention, please, to your dreams. Because I think your dreams right now, they're very important. And I do feel like you're getting some kind of a healing from a past drama.
Okay.
And I do have a strong connection to the stars and possibly, like, even other planets.
Yeah.
And I do see, in a past life, you were a healer, and I do see, like, a balance in your relationship as well. So I hope that helps you.
Oh, that was a lot. Boy, you really got hooked up on that one there.
If you could please hold on. We're not done. Peg is going to take over the reading, hon.
Okay.
And so I believe your question was about healing from a relationship?
No.
But
you know, just go with whatever you're getting on the energy here, Peg.
Okay. Okay. I'm just getting my cards in order. This card keeps coming up. It's priorities, and the ascended master is King Solomon. And King Solomon's all about putting things in order in many ways, putting our life in order, you know, just deciding what's important for us and only only we truly know about that, you know. So taking time for meditation, for some introspection. I'm hearing getting out into nature, you know, getting outdoors, doing the summer fun things, going for hikes or walks, and just, you know, kind of helping yourself to, you know, figure out exactly what it is you want to do for yourself in your life, what you want to accomplish as far as relationships, career, and all that. And speaking with King Solomon and helping him with that, he can definitely do that with you. So I hope that helps. It's kind of general, but I just kind of get the feeling that you really aren't quite too sure where it is that you want to do. So that is just a suggestion for you.
Okay.
And, Peg, I'm just getting one more little message. I'm seeing the beautiful color burgundy, and burgundy is going to help awaken your passion. And it's going to connect with the enthusiasm that you once had for life. And it's going to help you with your life purpose. And it's going to help your dreams to become a reality. So I would just like you to, like, try to envision the beautiful color burgundy and try to do that every day. Spend at least 5 minutes and just meditate, like, on this beautiful color and let it, like, you know, create a circle around you, and it's going to help awaken your zest again for life. And just, like, take deep breaths and focus on that color and ask the divine to come in and allow, you know, your intuition, your passion, and your love for life to come back and, you know, to give you the vibrancy you once had in life. I hope that helps.
That's good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Stan, I'm getting very strongly that you are now going through a major shift. Your vibration is just completely changing. And that's why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. They don't want you to have any worries about the child. That child, I see visions of you and the child out in meadow, and you're looking at flowers and explaining love and life, and you're just this incredible father to this child. So that relationship will be very strong, and you will help that child to develop in ways that you haven't even imagined yet. But it doesn't mean that you're going to be in a traditional relationship, because you've advanced past tradition. This is a new you. So don't be afraid to embrace who you really are, because your heart is just opening up more and more, and you have so much love to share with the world.
Okay. Well, that is awesome, Barbara. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Go out there and be you.
Okay.
Bless you.
Okay.
Blessings.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for calling,
Stan.
Right? Okay. See, now this machine's not working the way it's supposed to.
My goodness.
Don't mention that retrograde ever again. Okay, we're moving to the caller from area code 661. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
You want to tell us your name?
My name is TJ.
Hi, TJ.
Hi,
hello.
TJ.
TJ is a friend of mine.
Oh,
oh, wonderful.
Nice.
Known for many years.
Very cool.
Yes, we've been working together for about 5 years now.
Yep.
Wow.
Almost. Yeah.
So what can we do for you today?
Get me going.
I would love to just get some information about a new endeavor with a book that I have coming up, and just to, you know, get some kind of guidance as to where it's taking me and what to look for next.
Heck, may I just start off? I have, like, a few short messages.
Sure, go
ahead. The angels are
it.
Jumping around me here. CJ, I want to let you know I see an important achievement, and I do see public recognition. And delivering this important news is Archangel Metatron. So that's, like, the first thing I see. You're going to be getting public recognition, and he's just saying congratulations. You have successfully balanced, you know, a recent challenging situation, and, you know, the way you went about everything and the action that you've, you know, taken and everything. I mean, he's just like, he's saying, wow, you know. But on the other hand, he's saying, like, for the time being, like, please stay calm, stay grounded, and just, like, be clear about what you're trying to achieve. And I'm seeing, you know, like,
you.
Yeah, just please exercise, like, a little bit of control. And, you know, everything is going phenomenal. I see you taking, like, literally, like, a gigantic leap forward. I mean, it's really awesome, you know. And Archangel Michael's around you and stuff, and he's saying if you ever, you know, like, feel like you need a little bit energy, a little bit more motivation, just call upon Archangel Metatron, and just envision. I don't know if you're familiar with when you think about Archangel Metatron, like there's like a sort of like a geometric shape, like the Metron's cube.
Like
I don't know
like
if you know what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you just envision that, it's going to help you to manifest everything that you're trying to do, and it's going to become a reality much faster.
Okay.
And I'm hearing another angel coming in, hon, and saying, you need to say, you need to start saying positive affirmations like every morning. And this is also going to help open the gates of manifestation. And another angel is coming through. I think this is Michael. And he's saying, use your imagination, and you're going to see, like, all the answers that you're, you know, for all the questions that you're having. And just let go of, like, any kind of preconceived notions that you have or you've had. Because the angels, hon, they have, like, unlimited resources. And they're coming around you, and they're asking you just to believe, like, everything is possible. And they want you to sit down with a pen and paper, and they want you to start brainstorming, hon. Even if you have an idea and you don't know, like, where it's going to lead you, that's okay. I'm hearing that, like, you know, your ideas are the answers to your prayers, and you're fully supported at the present time. And they're asking you just to, like, you know, make a list of what you believe can't or even won't happen, and then they want you to sort of like do a proverbial burning away of it, because that opens up all your mind's possibilities. And Archangel Michael is saying, please know that you deserve to receive all of heaven's guidance and its gifts. And just, you know, say a prayer to, you know, to God and to Archangel Michael, and ask them, you know, for wisdom and creativity to see, like, the miracles in your life that are new and unexpected. And also, like, show your appreciation and let them know that you're grateful and that you gratefully accept and appreciate their help. And the
Thank
other thing
you.
That I'm seeing, one last thing, though, they want you to get up and sing and dance. They want you to express yourself, like, in song and dance, and this is going to help to awaken your psychic senses. So I don't know if you're singing and dancing presently, but that's what they're showing me. Because I feel that you have hidden talents. You do have some hidden talents, and this is going to give you a little bit more self-confidence with these activities. And whether it's like singing or just like listening to the music and going with the flow, it connects us, you know, with the physical realm, but it also it gives us a greater sense of divinity within ourselves. So you're asked to like do some kind of a dance, hon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to turn you over to your buddy Peg.
I'm going to let Barbara speak, and then I'm going to speak.
The thing that I'm getting for you is, first of all, they're saying over and over and over and over, relax. Relax and be part of the flow. You apparently are creating a wonderful life, and it is coming to be, and they want you to just relax a little and just let it happen. There's nothing you have to achieve right in this very moment. So just relax.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ditto. Yep, I agree with that. And your book's going to be great, because I think you're going to write a couple of books. And,
yeah, there are a few in the works.
Pardon me?
There are a few in the works.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not going to say anything more because I know you too well. But, oh, one last thing. Have you spoken to Archangel Michael yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He says to keep going with that.
Yeah, we have an ongoing conversation.
Okay. All right. Yep, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ladies. Oh, and can I say one thing just real quick?
Sure.
I wanted to thank Peg for the message for today that's in her book. It was absolutely beautiful and exactly what I needed to hear today. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad you liked it.
Yes.
Thank
you.
You guys are great. Thanks for calling, TJ.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we finished all of our callers, and we still have 5 minutes left.
Wow. Well, Barbara, I want to thank you. Your show is so phenomenal. I feel such energy here and such love.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you both get to come and you get to share your love and energy with everyone.
Oh, yes, thank you. It's
for inviting me. That was
here.
Great.
It's phenomenal.
It was lots of fun. And I hope that you have a great weekend and do something fun, both you and TJ. And it was great working with both of you.
Well, I plan on having an absolutely fabulous weekend and doing lots of fun things.
Excellent.
Now, I have a deck of the Seven Sacred Flames.
Wow.
And I've drawn cards several times throughout the whole show. And I keep getting this one card over and over and over, so I'm going to go ahead and read it to you guys.
Okay.
I guess it applies to all of us. In seeking ascension, the power of love must become the fervent heat that will cause the elements of the mortal creation to melt and propel the candidate for ascension into the great cosmic pool of immortal love and light.
Oh, I like that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, just feels so good.
And I love the way that you help people, and I mean, I've called you a number of times, and I can't express to people. I tell them, you have to call in, you have to listen to the show, because sometimes words don't even express what I'd like to say in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're phenomenal.
Thank
Every
you.
Every time I listen to the show, that you're saying exactly what I've been thinking.
Definitely.
So that's pretty cool for me, and it's good validation, too. So I thank you for that.
And I do, too. And I thank you for having the show and helping so many people, Barbara.
Well, you know, when you let love guide you, it does amazing things.
Oh, it does. It honestly does. But it's always our pleasure. And I want to thank you again. I thoroughly enjoy this.
Well, good. Well, of course, I will have you both back on again. I'm not sure what next month is going to look like because I'm supposed to go on vacation and I have no idea how all of that is going to turn out. So I'm not making any plans.
Okay, that's fine.
We look forward to the next, whatever it may be.
Yes, I do too.
And Barbara, I'm seeing a beautiful crocus flower. And the angels are showing me, they're just acknowledging how you share your wisdom with others. And they're telling me, and they're saying that you heal people just by the way you speak. You heal with your words, Barbara. I mean, you're phenomenal.
Yeah, that's something I always wanted to do, to just have the energy flow through me to other people, to whoever needs it, whenever they need it. It doesn't have to be anything big. It's just the love.
Oh, definitely. And it is the love. And I'm showing, like, they're showing me now, the angels are showing me the Ascended Masters. And they're saying that, you know, you are powerful, loving, and you're a wise spiritual teacher. And the Ascended Masters are with you now, and they're guiding you on your journey. You're phenomenal.
Thank you. Well, we do have a last-minute caller, if you ladies want to handle it.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. Area code 727. Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What can we do
Hi,
for
guys.
You?
Yes, I met someone recently, and I want to know what you feel about this person.
Okay.
How do you feel about him, Lisa?
I like him.
You like him?
Yeah.
Have you had a couple of dates with him, or have you just once?
Yeah. More conversations.
Conversations.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good start. I mean, the fact that you're able to speak with him and you have a good feeling about him. You know, so I guess it's taking into consideration of that and whether or not, you want to pursue it. But I always, kind of go on the gut feeling, and just see where it takes you. You know, maybe you could invite him for coffee or something, or meet them for lunch or something, just to see, to kind of take it to the next step. The angels always, want us to go by our gut feeling in a lot of these things, that's what I'm hearing, kind of go with your heart, and if the other person is in the same, way, then, maybe, it could probably become something, but it's, it's almost like keeping your options open and, being open to something, occurring as far as a relationship. So hope that helped. DC, did you have something?
Yeah, you know what? The first thing I'm seeing, the angels are talking about forgiving, hun, and learning. And you have to release and heal the past so that you can have the love that you want in the present moment. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and I do see, the attraction between, the two of you there. I'm showing, it's a strong attraction. And the angels are saying, well, you are laughing, hun, and you're just, being your natural self. The angels are telling me you are so, so beautiful. So don't try to strain and don't try to, worry about anything. Just be yourself. And just allow yourself, to enjoy, the simple pleasures. And that's going to lead, to joy and love that you're wanting. And I do feel like this person is a soulmate for you, that he, that he is one of your soulmates. And soulmates, they come in for so many different reasons. Some are, a spiritual soulmate. Some come in just for personal growth. But I'm wondering, did you feel that bond with this person? Did you feel like a bond with him?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I feel something.
As if you already knew this person, in other words. But I do feel, I do feel he is a soulmate of yours. I'm not sure, at the present moment, exactly what kind of soulmate we're dealing with right now, but he is one of your soulmates. But I'm hearing, to just please just be yourself and let nature take its course. And you do have, a little bit of release to do from the past, any kind of experiences that you've had in love, where you were hurt, hon. And I also feel that there might be some kind of family issues involved with you having, a person, a soulmate into your life. Did you have, any kind of issues with, maybe possibly, parents or someone that may have raised
yeah.
you?
Yeah,
okay,
I do.
I know. That's what the angels are showing me, hon. And they're saying that I see, healing has to take place in regard to this. And I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and help us with this.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm getting is that are you one of those people that's always looking for the one? Because
no,
I keep
saying, not at all.
Okay.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I wasn't
not
looking
to
for,
do that.
No, I wasn't looking. Actually, the last three men that I've met, I wasn't looking for them at all. One I met when I was selling a blender. The other one I met, random. I'm not on a dating site. I'm not even looking for a guy. They come to me. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, he has come to teach you to have fun.
Okay.
And that's part of letting go of all of that crap from the past with parents and all that other stuff, because it's all in the past. You really don't need it anymore. Now you get to decide how you want your life to be now. And it can be filled with love and joy and laughter, and this person will help you find that. So
yes.
It's not like, you know, they're going to fix your life, because there's really nothing broken. But you get to be more aware of the choices that you make. And you can choose to have fun. You can choose
yes.
to let all that other crap go. You didn't need it anyway.
No, you don't need that stuff.
No. So just open your heart and just embrace the moment. Live in the moment. And allow it just to be filled with joy. Because that's what you're going to learn with him.
Okay.
Now, as far as the one, oh, you have several of the ones, so don't worry.
Oh, I'm not worried. I don't have a problem meeting men and attracting men. They come out of the woodwork for me, but I wouldn't be surprised if I met a few more.
You will meet several more, and you will eventually have a long-term relationship with somebody. And
yeah.
It'll be a good one. But
yeah.
just have fun for now.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Sure. Well, thank you for calling, Lisa.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, ladies, we have done our job.
Yes.
This was great. Thank you so much.
It was a wonderful show, and the energy was so beautiful.
Yes, it was, and thank you both so much for agreeing to come on the show, and I will be in touch.
Okay.
Thank you, and you enjoy your vacation, Barbara. God bless.
I will do my best.
Have fun.
All right.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Bye-bye. And that's our show for today. Thank you, everyone who listened in. And I will be back on Tuesday. I hope everyone has a fabulous Friday the 13th. And I will look forward to hearing how wonderful it's been. Bye-bye, everybody.